This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It was 5 years ago this weekend when the fabric of the global financial system tore open. Financial bets made by Lehman Brothers went spectacularly bad, and the Wall Street powerhouse went bust. This week, we're looking back and examining the lessons from various angles in the next few days. Today, it's the former Lehman executive whose career took a dramatically new path after 2008. David Ambinder used to be senior vice president of global operations at Lehman and got laid off as losses were mounting at the company. But he'd worked for Salomon, he'd worked for Goldman Sachs, and on the day Lehman fell apart for good, he was in the Far East interviewing for an executive job in financial services there.
I had flown out to the Philippines to interview for this at the last stage. Kind of fell apart because the Lehman was a big client of theirs as well, and it just impacted it. So I guess the impact of Lehman is just, it affected everyone, but certainly if you worked there, it affected you.
Where Ambinder, who is now 53, ended up will surprise you, and we'll get to that in a minute. But it took the dreadful spectacle of Lehman's collapse to put him on that new path.
You know, it's just an incredibly shocking story, obviously. And just the speed in which it happened, I think, was striking to anybody who had worked there or knew anything about Lehman, because from my perspective, I just had so much trust in the management, in the way they operated, and in their guidance. So it was extremely shocking.
And this is unfolding in the fall, in which you've just had one of your children start college?
My youngest daughter was applying to schools then, and my oldest one was transferring to Loyola that year.
And all the financial aid paperwork that you filled out was you having a big job on Wall Street. And suddenly the world changes in September of that year, 5 years ago.
You know, this, just for me personally, it was dramatic when I actually didn't have a paycheck, because since I was 12 years old, I always had a paycheck. So that was to me like this, wow, I don't have a paycheck. This is kind of crazy. But, and you know, we were saving for college and we were trying our best, but still in the years, there's no question that those last 3 or 4 years is when, you know, we were planning on accumulating a lot of the payments for college.
Thank heavens you didn't buy that 6,000-foot McMansion during the height of the boom around 2006, right?
Yeah, there you go. But just me personally, I never really wanted to do those things. So, you know, I always tried to live within myself and just probably my upbringing.
Outside Ambinder's current office in Clark, New Jersey, we walk across the street to a strip mall parking lot to get a look at one of the prime assets of his new business, a Ford utility van painted with the red logo of Mr. Handyman. In 2008, Ambinder consulted a franchising coach to review options, and it became clear to him that he wanted to own a small business. He settled on one that deploys specialists to caulk tubs, fix electrical outlets, replace toilets or countertops. David Ambinder, former Wall Street executive with 500 people reporting to him, now has 7 employees and 6 of these vans filled with tools and spare parts for in-home repair jobs.
Yeah, I mean, we started with 2 vans. We purchased one of the things we like to do is purchase new vans because they're reliable, and a lot of people find us from the vans with our logos.
David, you're clearly not a snob. Having a fancy career on Wall Street brings with it a certain status. This is also worthy, the work that you're doing. Most people will understand that. But there is a sort of difference in the way that society treats the Wall Street people versus the way the society might treat a person who runs a franchise.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to how you think of yourself as an individual and what's important to you. I clearly understand the prestige of working in an investment bank, but each person has to be in touch with what motivates them. And what motivates me, I'm in touch with it. You know, I want to make a good living for my family. I want my kids to have a father that is able to overcome adversity. And that's important to me.
David Ambinder was named Mr. Handyman Franchisee of the Year. We're pulling together all of our coverage time to the collapse of Lehman, including reports on upheaval felt in Ireland, Latvia, and neighborhoods across America. Marketplace.org for that. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report on APM, American Public Media.